House Republicans this week voted down a measure that would have extended unemployment benefits again. More than 2 million Americans will exhaust their benefits by the end of this year. 1.6 million Americans have been unemployed for 6 months or more. That's nearly double the number just a year ago. Economists say there's little relief in sight. NPR's Kathleen Chalk reports.
The economy's been growing since January, but the number of Americans bringing home paychecks has barely budged. Last month, it actually fell by 43,000. Economists have dubbed it a jobless recovery. It certainly seems that way to Alan Reese. He and other unemployed workers recently visited Capitol Hill to talk about their plight. More than a year has passed since Reese lost his job as a marketing manager for an internet content provider. Since then, he says he's probably sent out 1,000 resumes.
I have about 24 versions to my resume, trying to tailor them specifically to the positions that I'm seeking.
Reese landed one job briefly, earning a third of his old salary.
I worked there 11 days, and then the company got bought out, and I was let go again.
The dot-com bust is just one reason long-term unemployment has surged. The drop in tourism since September 11th is another. New York City tour guide Connie Curtis is one of the million workers who have now exhausted their unemployment benefits.
2 weeks ago, I had $1.21 in my account. $1.21, and no savings. My savings are all gone, long gone.
Curtis says sometimes she goes to the corner deli, where they give her food even when she can't pay for it.
It reduces you to begging, and I was an upstanding, self-supporting, tax-paying, you know, member of society, and suddenly you're down in this never-never land.
Certainly, the U.S. has endured deeper recessions and higher unemployment rates. In 1982, the nation's jobless rate crested at 11%. A decade later, it hit 7.5%. Now, it's just 5.6%. Nonetheless, Wendell Primus of the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities points out that before this recession, unemployment stood at just 4%.
We think the way you measure how much pain you're inflicting upon workers has got to be measured from the change.
For individual workers, the change has certainly been dramatic because so many had been doing so well. In past recessions, having a college degree and a white-collar job meant you were relatively safe. But this time around, pink slips have landed everywhere, including on big desks in corner offices.
So that the high school educated increase in unemployment is barely bigger than the college educated increase in unemployment.
Bill Dickens is a senior fellow at the Brookings Institution. He points out that managers, technical and administrative workers account for more than 40% of the unemployed and nearly half of those out of work for 6 months or more. Many have specialized skills and decades of experience. And Dickens says that's why some are out pounding the pavement for so long. New, high-paying jobs are so scarce that many simply can't find anything to replace what they've lost.
So they either wait a long time to find a job that can use their skills, or they wait a long time before they give up and take something that doesn't make use of their skills and pay them as much as the job that they left.
For some, it's been a pretty hard landing. One high-tech worker who was making $90,000 a year told NPR he's now serving food at McDonald's. He and many others don't want their names used, fearing it could make their job search even tougher. This Philadelphia advertising professional says she's never experienced anything like this before.
In the past, if I sent anybody my resume, they would literally call me, you know, within a day and say, you know, they'd be very impressed and want to interview me.
Now, no one's calling. Even one potential employer who was looking for someone with exactly her qualifications and experience.
I was amazed when I didn't hear back from them. And I actually thought about checking if their fax number was correct, but then I thought, well, I don't want to, you know, sink that low. I, by nature, am a very optimistic and chipper sort of a person, and this has shaken me up a lot in that, you know, it's led me to sort of have some doubts about, well, how am I going to survive in the market?
Economists predict the job market will stay tight for some time. William Dunkelberg, chief economist for the National Federation of Independent Businesses, says companies are too cautious to risk hiring full-time workers right now. When they need extra help, they're outsourcing or having existing staff work overtime.
The slower the economy is growing, the longer it will take us to get to that point where the existing staff is busy enough so that we have to hire new people.
With business investment shrinking, consumers are the ones who've been keeping the economy growing. And economists worry consumer spending could falter if too many consumers lose their jobs or worry that they might. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News, Washington.